And now we come to the third part, which is the second reading. And this reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 4 to 10. And it is where the author begins to enter into the very heart of the mystery. And he does that first, because I'm going to read a little bit. We start in verse 4, but I'm going to read a little bit from the first four verses of this chapter. To help us enter into the mysterion. Our salvation, as God willed it, requires flesh and blood on the part of our Savior and on the part of the saved. And nothing else would do. And so the text, then, as he starts this beautiful chapter 10, starts off, and I'm reading now the part that is not for the liturgy. We start in verse 4. For the law, that's the nomos, having a sketch, the word there is skia, sketch or shadow, of the good things to come. There's something there. There's a sketch with an outline, a shadow. There's something there of the good things to come, but not the image itself. So he distinguishes between a shadow or an image, and a shadow rather, and a sketch, and the image. And then the image is of the realities. Heaven is for the realities. The sketch is for the old covenant. And the icon or image is for now. So we live in the time of now. Now, what makes a difference between, you see, a sketch and an image is that the image, icon, as it's being used here, it's the reality, but not existing in the form proper to the reality itself. For instance, the Eucharist after the consecration, that is the glorious, risen, divine Jesus. But it's in bread and wine. It is the reality, but not in the mode of existence that's proper to the reality itself, which is the glorious, radiant, beautiful humanity filled with light. And so we live in the era of icon, all right? But the law, each year, by the same sacrifice which they offer in perpetuity, is never able to perfect those who approach, for would they have not ceased being offered? If it did its job, if it brought us the reality, we wouldn't keep repeating it. Okay, now after that, there's the memory of sin in all of that, our author is very strong. Now we begin the part that we have for our second reading. It is impossible that the blood of bulls and goats take away sin. Therefore, coming into the world, he says, sacrifice and offering you did not want, rather you fitted a body for me. You see, now what he's doing there is quoting loosely the psalm. The Psalm 40, I imagine, I'm going to see whether we have it here. No. In other words, sacrifice and offering you did not want. Rather, the Hebrew text says, you opened my ear. Probably alluding to a ritual, that if a man, a Hebrew man, was a slave of another Hebrew man, and he wanted to stay there with the man as his servant and slave, the owner takes him outside and takes an awl and makes a hole in his ear. You open to my ear. That's a sign of obedience. My ear is open to you. Okay. But our author doesn't say, you open my ear, which is what the psalm says. He says, you fitted a body for me. Now I have a body. Now I have a human being. Now I can bring about within human dimensions, the very salvation of the whole world. because I have a body. You see? Holocausts and sacrifices for sin you did not take pleasure in. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me to do your will, O God. I see now. I cannot bring about an historical existence to the will of God unless I have a body. That's why we're so important, and why it's so important as we as church in these times of difficulty that we give the will of God a real bodily, physical existence, that we smile at people, that we help the poor, that we encourage the frightened. Give the will of God a bodily dimension. And in that, we extend the incarnation. But that takes work. If it's going to be your body doing it, then your body has to get up off the chair and do something. So that's, and our Lord is the image, okay? So, Holocaust and sacrifices for sin, you did not take pleasure in. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me to do your will, O God. Okay? And that's this beautiful line, you see? Idu iku, behold, I come. To do your will, to make your plan exist in a human dimension. You see? So when he says, sacrifices and offerings and holocausts and sacrifices for sin, you did not want nor take pleasure in, these things were offered according to the law. He then said, behold, I come to do your will. He does away with the first in order to establish the second. In this will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Now, do you understand what the mysterion is? It's the will of God given physical, historical existence. That's the mystery. And so you see, he can say, you know, when he says, you didn't want sacrifices and holocausts, you see, because they were offered, but he says, I come to do your will. And there we have. Now, let us try, as far as we can, to meditate. We've heard the reality, okay? As Augustine would say, audivimus historiam, we've heard the reality, inquiramus mysterium. Let's see if our poor little spirit can get below the surface and relish, understand, be touched, embrace the reality of Jesus Christ, lovely, risen from the dead, still present, and bearing in his body the marks of carrying out the will of God. How do we do that? Well, one way is to do what we've been doing up to now. Look at the Psalm 40, and meditate on it, you see? Sacrifices and so forth, you see, you didn't want. But Holocaust, you see, but then, behold, I come to do your will. Now, that means that the will of God is not in the sacrifices. I don't mean that the will of the God didn't will those for his people. That was stage one in his people, whom he loves. And we're his people, stage two. And there's a stage three, when we're all in heaven. And that's why, you see, there's the stage of the icon. There's the stage of the, what we are, the, no, we're the icon, I'm sorry. The stage of the image, imago. Then the stage of the, you see, Holocaust. The image having a sketch there's the stage of the skia, of the sketch. And then there's the stage of the imago, or the icon. That's us. And then there's the stage of the fulfillment, or what our author calls here, you see, the very reality, the law having, you see, but they're not, you see, the perfection. So, as Ambrose says, you see, we have the skia, the imago, and the veritas. That divides all of human history. So, we are God's people living in this era of icon, of image. We have the reality. Jesus Christ is as present on the altar as he is in heaven. We have the reality, but not in the way of existence proper to the reality, which is not to be hidden in bread and wine, but to be glorious in his whole humanity, surrounded by angels and saints who love him, praise him, speak with him, sing to him. That's the reality itself, okay? We don't have that. We have the reality, but in icon. The whole life of the church is this imago. We have the reality, but that's why we hunger and thirst. We have enough of it if we're trying to live by faith and ponder these mysteries. We have enough of it to know how glorious it is, but not enough to satisfy us. That's what St. Catherine of Siena used to say to the Lord when you receive communion. Thank you, Lord. This is such a privilege, but how long do we have to keep it up in symbol? I want to see you. I want to be with you. Jesus, I want to touch you. I want to see your face. I want to know that I'm with you forever. I can never lose this life. In this life, I can lose it. Oh, but there, I can never lose it. And so, we're in this intermediate stage, you see? And that's what this a letter to the Hebrews here is saying, you see? We're in this intermediate stage, and the letter to the Hebrews is saying this, you see? He then said, "Behold, I come to do your will." He does away with the first, that is, the skia, in order to establish the second. And in this will, which now exists in a human dimension, you see, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. He only had to do it once, but it lasts forever. You see? And that's the mystery of the sacraments. You see how dull we have become. People go to Mass, they sit and chat, and they go home. Where the whole reality of heaven is opened up for them in icon. And they don't get it. Well, those who preach have got to help them get it, you see? And that's this whole era. And you see, as we are at this fourth Sunday in Advent, we're already tiptoe into the full realization of the icon stage. Jesus, in this human body, the very Word of God himself. Okay.